see that chappy out. Got a little present for you to give it to you last night. Hello, Christmas.
Ah, yes, I got a new surprise for you. Over your life.
Leon. Dad, is he okay?
Lisa.
I know.
I can't believe she's gone. She's coming back. She's not coming back.
I know your situation. You okay? I know you won't bring her back, but we could just stuff her in the memory if you want.
Would you do?
Yeah, I'm gonna help you. Part of the family now. Marrying Patrick and Henry's living in your house and this one.
Yeah. Oh, respond to that.
What the hell? I'm late for the meeting. What if a baby?
Oh, that's good news, isn't it?
I'm not there for now. But
you're late.
I'm so sorry. I want to be there for you, for the baby.
Did you for us? Is it for the first one?
No, Patrick. It's an amazing deal. It's amazing.
You think I'm going to be with you? That's what you've done.
Ow! You're hurting me!
No. I haven't been yet. Get out of my house. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for how I treated you. I want to be humble man to you to have you come because of you, Maxie. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Mama, what is it?
Look, I'm going to ask Maxie to marry me tonight. I've got a ring. I've got everything. Oh, that's good news, isn't it? I know you treated her. What did you say? Well, you treated everybody, didn't I? Look, I won't make it right, okay? Tonight, I'm popping the question. In front of everyone. When the girls are late. Your choice. Yeah? That'd be great news. I'm enough for you, babe. Yeah.
What are you doing here, Patrick?
Maxie. On my knee here. Would you marry me? Don't even go down here. My knee hurts. Just answer me.
Little please.